That show was kicking, huh? WMFO in Medford. Rising with Sky Bar. Got a lot to get to tonight. I have a call-in from Rockford, Illinois. Playing a lot of new music. Let me slide my computer over here so it's in my range. But right now I'm going to start with... Went and saw the Babes at Deep Cuts in Medford this past weekend. Nice venue. Cool band. So this is the Babes right here. I'll be back in a minute. WMFO in Medford. Rising with Sky Bar. All right, that was Too Cool for Pants, as I said, by the Babes. 1 hour show, so there's a lot to get to. As I said, we have Wimp from Rockford, Illinois, calling in about 8:15 or so. Right now I'm going to play a song by a good friend of mine, great talent. Krista Johnson has a new single out, and it's my honor to, this is the first time you can hear it on the airwaves. So here we go. This song's called I Surrender. Great stuff, as always, by her. Thank you.
it on yourself, blame it on me.
All right, that was The Sins, a song called Little Miss Lost, latest single. Just played a whole bunch of singles. Before that, whoa, what was that noise? Some weird noise in there. But anyway, that was The Sins with Little Miss Lost. Before that, we heard John Paul Haida doing a single, Don't Blame It on Love, and Carissa Johnson, of course, with I Surrender. Those are all brand new stuff. Great new song by Carissa, John, and The Sins. It's 8:15, almost 8:16, WMFO in Medford. If you're under the influence of anything, never even think about getting behind the car, the wheel of a car, and driving. People die that way. Public service message from WMFO in Medford. Tufts Educational Radio. So I'm waiting on a call from Wimp, band, as I said, out of Rockford, Illinois. And hold on, we might just have him here. Let me just get this and we'll see what's going on. WMFO in Medford, Skybar here.
Skybar, it's Kevin with Wimp. How you doing?
Good, good. Thanks so much for calling in, man.
Absolutely. I'm here with Joe and Jordan.
Wow.
Detained tonight, but the three of us are here.
That's cool. That's cool. Before I get to Wimp, as you know, I gotta touch on Mono because that's where I first found you guys. But
sure, and this can no worries.
Yeah, and this can go for all of you. So before you started, I'm going back a bit at first. How long have you been playing before Mono? Like, how long had you been involved in bands? Long time.
Yeah, since the very early '90s for myself. Yeah. These guys are a little bit younger. When did you guys start? About 2008, 2009, I'd say, is when we were actually starting to do it, quite a bit, taking it seriously.
Yeah.
2009.
And so, I mean, I don't know, Kevin, you know that Lou of Rumbaugh Records, when did that come out, 2016-ish?
Yes.
Right around there?
Teen-ish, yes, somewhere around there. That sounds right. I'm terrible at time, and obviously the pandemic, I did a time crunch in my brain, and I could no longer identify time.
Yeah.
That sounds about right.
That sounds about right, yeah. Well, so Lou sent that to me. As you know, Lou does a phenomenal job at Rumbaugh, and he sends me a lot of music, and it's all pretty, it's all pretty great. But when I heard Mono, and he'll tell you this, I said, Lou, that stuff's dynamite. And it was like a running, every time he'd see me, he'd say, Mono, baby. And so, I mean, I played you guys to death. How did Mono come together? Mono and Stereo, I should say.
So Jordan sort of joined kind of the later era version of Mulligan Stew, my original sort of band.
Mm-hmm.
It was kind of, we weren't going real strong at this point, but he had jumped in because he used to sneak in and watch us when we were a kid, right?
Yep.
Yeah. So he ended up kind of jumping into that, and we sort of turned that in. I had another kid in 2008, and so I wasn't able to play a ton, but we still wanted to play a little bit. So we were kind of doing doing tribute shows. We were doing some odd things like that, and that kind of ran its course. And then Billy Maynard and I, the other guitarist singer from Mono, hadn't played together in a little while. And he's like, you know what? I think we should play together again. I'm like, I absolutely think so. And I've got two other guys in this band that would be perfect. I think we should just kind of fold into that. So we technically were Mono and Stereo before that. But to me, it was really the Billy version was sort of the version that you're aware of.
Yeah. Yeah, and how did you get in contact with Lou?
It was back in the 90s. We were on my so-called punk rock life comp.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how I sort of first, I think, was sort of introduced to him. We had talked about maybe doing some stuff on Melted, just never came together.
So you go back to the Melted day. Melted was pre-Rumba, right? With Lou?
Correct, yeah. Melted was in the 90s, yeah.
Was Mulligan on Melted?
We used to play a lot with the Cretans.
Yeah.
And that's probably the impetus of where that's probably where the seed was, I suppose. I don't remember exactly, but that makes some sense.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, I personally go back to those days, yeah.
Who did the writing for Mono? Was it a combination?
Mono was all of us, yeah.
Yeah. That was just a great sound. And how long was Mono active, like playing out?
Mono's still active.
Okay, so I was going to get to that. So Wimp has come together. How'd that project come about? It's kind of an offshoot of Mono, right?
I wouldn't say so. Jordan, what do you think this one?
We had a band a while back with three of the Wimp members, including myself, called High School Pizza. And so we basically, I don't know, we just missed doing it because that project kind of folded. And I had left Mono and Stereo on drums. So I've been itching to get back working with Kevin, but I wanted to come back and play guitar this time and be a writer, with a lot of my stuff that I had already written. And so I just got my band back together with the help of Kevin, and he had material, so it started to, you know, progress fairly quick. And Kevin and I have wrote songs together, you know, through Mono and Stereo and stuff before, so this is a good working relationship, and
yeah,
it made sense for us to, you know, use the same lineup that we were kind of comfortable with, and then you know, adding Kevin was a big bonus. So
yep. And so who's what's the current Wimp lineup? Give me all the people in the band.
What was that?
What's the current Wimp lineup?
Current Wimp lineup is Joe Salamone on drums, Jordan Acosta on vocals and guitar, myself on vocals and guitar, and Cheyenne Dean on bass and vocals.
Cool. And do you guys play out? Is Wimp an active band that's playing out, or how's that going to go?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, we've got a couple of record release shows coming up here in a month or so. Absolutely actively playing out for sure.
Cool. So who where was Wimp? Where was Black Sheep recorded?
In my basement.
Wow.
Yeah, it was definitely a throwback. It was.
No, I love the sound.
Yeah, I appreciate that. That's Billy Maynard. Bill produced the record and engineered it. And we did the entire thing in my basement. Yeah, we kind of went old school and just wanted to make a record would have sounded back when we started playing music.
Yeah, that's what I love about it. And you can hear Mono and Stereo, you know, it's different, but you can definitely feel Mono and Stereo in the music. It's kind of transferred itself over. It's cool.
Yeah, it's all in there, I guess. Yeah.
And so Mono is still an active project, but Wimp is also a current project, I guess you'd say. Is that a good way to put it?
Yeah. Both are. Mono's been a little bit of downtime here.
Yeah.
And this one sort of grew out of. Actually, sort of last year when it came together, it was pretty special because all four of us were very different reasons we're going through some difficult times, and it was very cathartic for all of us. So we wrote and then recorded the record over the previous year. It was pretty special for all of us because we all very much needed it for different reasons.
So it was in the works for a year or so before you finally put it out there, or was that right?
Yeah, roughly. When you're doing it all yourself,
yeah.
And you're starting from scratch, including the writing and recording and the master, you know, mastered by Justin Perkins.
Yeah.
It took about a year, yeah, sure.
So this was a real, they say do-it-yourself, this was a real do-it-yourself project.
100% do-it-yourself, yes.
Yeah, and so right now it's in CD form on Rumbar. Is that it for now? I mean, I know vinyl is expensive as hell nowadays. You're probably not going to do any vinyl with it, or are you?
I mean, if somebody wanted to, we would talk. But yeah, it's so expensive, and we're talking with Lou about it. Yeah, it just becomes fiscally a hard thing to pull off, and is it really worth it? You know, it takes so long to get. You need to press more than you probably need. It's for a lot of reasons.
Right.
I think we've just decided, and with these guys being younger, I think they're even more comfortable than myself with just that music exists online, you know?
Yeah, no, like, I know. A CD nowadays, is a lot of bands, it's strictly digital. I do like CDs. I do like physical stuff. So I think it's cool that you put the CD out. But a lot of bands just do digital now.
Yeah, for sure.
So is this a project that you're going to... you're not going to get out east, are you, with this? Out the East Coast?
I don't know. If the opportunity presents itself, sure, absolutely.
That would be cool. Did Mono ever get out this way? I don't think so.
Not yet.
There you go. There's still. It could be a Mono Wimp combo.
There you go.
We'll talk to Lou about that. We'll see if we can work out. I'd definitely promote the hell out of that for sure. But before I let you go, what's the scene out like there? I always wonder what the is there a punk movement out there, if there's a punk rock in the clubs out there in the Midwest, so to speak. So I guess there is, though, right?
It's cyclical. Not a ton of punk in Rockford right now. Mm-hmm. It used to be great scene.
Yeah.
A venue called The Pit, which is a skate park, but also did, you know, big touring bands back in the big punk rock touring bands back in the day.
Yeah.
Not there. The punk scene's not real, real big in Rockford these days, but, I mean, you've got Chicago, Madison, Milwaukee, Minneapolis, Indianapolis, all are within, you know, a fairly short drive.
Yeah, it's all right there. All right, guys. I'm gonna play a lot of this. I'm gonna play a lot of the CD. Why not? When we hang up here. But it was so cool for you to call in. Anything else you want to throw out there before we play a lot of this?
Joe, you anything to add? No.
Joe's like, I'm good.
I appreciate you guys. Happy birthday, Lou.
That's right.
Thanks for having us.
I think today's his birthday, or yesterday, one of the two. Yeah. Hopefully he's listening. Happy birthday, Lou.
I'm sure he is.
Yeah. All right, guys. I'm gonna play a lot of this, so if you wanna keep the tune, whatever I'm sure that you went online and got this, right? If you wanna stay online, you'll hear quite a bit of it.
Yeah, okay. Sounds good, man. I appreciate it. Thanks, Gabar.
Yeah, good man, thanks again. Hope to see you guys out here.
Yeah, can't wait.
That'd be cool.
I appreciate your support.
Oh, anytime. Great. You're great. Both bands are great bands. Let's start with Black Sheep. Here we go. Thanks again, guys.
All right, thanks.
Yeah, bye-bye.
I ain't gonna copycat the time you spend. Growing old. Me, I'm a little different. I never do as I'm told. And you are
just like everybody else. I'm the black sheep again. I'm the black sheep again. And I let down everybody in my kin. I'm the black sheep again. I'm the black sheep again. Again, 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 again.
All right, there were a couple there from Wimp. The CD is called Black Sheep, and you heard Black Sheep and Little Heart. Once again, I want to thank Kevin and the guys from calling in from Rockford, Illinois, to promote that. Great CD. I'm going to play a couple more off of it. Once again, this is Wimp. The CD is called Black Sheep, and this song is called Nowhere to Go.
Life, no, nowhere to go.
All right. That was Rehab from Wimp. Before that, Nowhere to Go, both off of Black Sheep. Played a lot of it. Played four tracks. There are eight tracks on it. It's 8:39. I'm going to change gears now and play another new song. All new songs tonight, pretty much. This is a new song by Lonely Lisa and the Lost Cowboys. It's a message about domestic violence. There's a powerful video also accompanying this song, but this is Stayed.
Like I'm some sort of stranger you haven't got to know before. When my gut said you weren't in it, you said stay. We're really not that different, so I stay here with you. Keep
played a lot of new ones, all new ones actually, so I don't get an old one in there. That was The Replacements with IOU. New stuff by a band called Tell. Song was called Owned off their Life in Reverse EP. Lonely Lisa and the Lost Cowboys with Stayed. This is a new band, not a new band, I should say, a new song by this band called Took Smith and the Restless Hearts.
I think I'm on a roll, but maybe it's just mania. I haven't been the same since I was thrown out of the stadium. I can't lie, I did some things I probably shouldn't have. Somewhere in between a madman and a debutante. I've been learning the hard way. I'm just trying to say it's so taken to my cranium. I can't lie, I did a number on myself again. But what's the difference between Jesus and an indigent? I've been learning the hard way. I'm just trying. Yeah.
All right, that was Spanking Charlene with Too Broke to Go Out. Before that, Took Smith and the Restless Hearts, Take the Long Way. It's 857 WMFO in Medford, Rising with Sky Bar. I want to thank once again for the guys from WIMP, all the way from Rockville, Illinois, for calling in. Close the one by Torres. We'll see you next week. Thanks for listening. WMFO in Medford.
I don't know what you expect. You expect to be first. You claim what you didn't earn. Is that what you deserve? Is that